Welcome to The Good Stuff. And Mike Burge, Kim Burge along with you here on the program today. Glad you joined us. And a big thank you going out to the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo as they come into the final weekend now. There's still some events going on, some musical concerts. Find out more at blackhillsstockshow.com. But they'll wrap things up by this weekend. And then the planning process starts for 2026. So thanks to Ron Jeffries and the crew at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
A huge project, no doubt. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you about Tri-State Livestock News? It offers all that and more every week. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead. With Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
You know, the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, that is right.
Groundhog Day last week and the Super Bowl, kind of same kind of hype on all of these. But I did something like this last year, and I thought it's interesting to look at some of the favorite snack foods that people like to watch.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
So to learn more about the eating habits of Americans during the Super Bowl, casino.org surveyed 3,000 Americans about their game day snack preferences. And these findings, which also revealed the top choice of drinks and dips, were then divided by each state. I'm not going to break it down all the way into the states, but I'll give you some highlights. What Americans plan to eat and drink during Super Bowl between Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday evening. You might see some surprises. Maybe not. Buffalo wings earned the top spot as America's favorite Super Bowl snack.
You cannot go wrong with buffalo wings.
I think that's probably one of the big ones. And then this fan favorite was preferred snack in 32 states, including its namesake New York and Nebraska. Matter of fact.
Yay.
Yep. Chips claimed the number two spot in seven states. I thought that was kind of weak to just say chips. I mean, what kind of chips are you looking at?
That's a pretty broad scope.
But that was one of the favorites in Wyoming and North Dakota. Nachos ranked number three in America's snack lineup in five states. That included Colorado and then some kind of scattered across the country. Pizza and a cheese charcuterie board were tied as the Super Bowl preferred snack in three states each, and pizza topped pick in South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
It surprises me it tied with a charcuterie board.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
That's wild.
The assorted cheese board was number one in Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Loaded potato skins were the favorite in Hawaii. I don't know. That kind of surprised me there.
I can't really imagine making loaded potato skins, I guess. That's interesting.
Buffalo chicken dip is the backup choice in 16 states behind all the dips in 18 states. And the seven-layer dip was the third favorite in five states.
So, I love the seven-layer dip.
Now you're all hungry, so you can go start making things for Super Bowl Sunday night.
You know, a new dip that was just introduced to us a couple years ago at Christmas time by my sister-in-law, Jean, who we sometimes read her entries into Facebook and other things. Anyway, is cranberries and jalapenos and cream cheese.
Yeah, I don't like cranberries. I don't like jalapenos, so I didn't do that one.
Yeah, and I could have eaten a whole bowl of it. Oh, my goodness, it was so amazing.
What do you got for us today?
Well, Julie French up in Ortonville, Minnesota, is sending out a message to all of us, I think. I think she's trying to be subtle about it, but I think it's a message nonetheless.
Okay.
50 unspoken social rules.
Okay, let her rip.
Okay, well, we'll do some of them. We'll break it up a little bit so we have a few. Every once in a while, don't interrupt someone mid-sentence. Always say thank you. Another is don't comment on someone's appearance unless it's positive. These are all unspoken social rules. Would be good if we all followed them. Respect the line, no cutting. Yeah, boy, that gives you the dirty looks. Or at least that's what I do to the people who cut the line. Text before calling. Don't overshare personal details at work. And if you borrow something, what a concept. Return it promptly.
That would be a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea? We'll do a couple more. Don't double dip in shared dips. Oh, you just talked about that. That's a good one to keep you out of trouble this weekend. And say excuse me when passing through. And looking at the top 10 to round it off, don't stare at people in public.
You know, I was going through things and I found something by Robert Fulghum, who all I ever really needed to know I learned in kindergarten. And I'll be interested to do that on a future program because I think it's going to coincide with your 50 tips there.
Oh, I bet it really does.
So stay tuned. We'll get that on to another edition of The Good Stuff.